Here in Washington, Democratic lawmakers say they have reached a final deal with the White House on a bailout for the auto industry. It is not clear what the details are yet, and it's not clear if it'll get through the Republicans, who still have much power in the Senate. As part of the debate, there have been calls for the ouster of top auto executives, and that has brought out a voice from the past, Lee Iacocca, the man who once saved Chrysler. He's been largely silent up until now, but not anymore. Here's Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer.
Running a multi-billion-dollar automobile company with thousands of employees, retirees, suppliers, dealers, and communities counting on you is not for the weak of heart or for the timid or the untried, especially the untried. That was Lee Iacocca's message delivered in a press release yesterday. The former head of Chrysler said he doesn't believe the management of the Detroit carmakers should be changed as a condition for granting loans to the companies. Some in Congress have disagreed with that view.
I think you've got to consider new leadership. If you're going to really restructure this, you've got to bring in a new team to do this, in my view.
Senator Christopher Dodd, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, set off the latest round of speculation about the Detroit auto executives during an interview this weekend on CBS's Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer.
So what you're saying about GM is that Rick Wagner, the chairman, has to go.
I think he has to move on.
GM's Rick Wagner has been the main target because he's been around longer than the top executives at Ford and Chrysler. He was also responsible for many of the decisions that Congress has criticized. But as unpopular as Wagner and the other executives are in Washington, D.C., many who follow the auto industry in Michigan are firmly behind the executives.
These comments about Rick Wagner and the existing people at General Motors causing all of this because they made bad decisions, ta-da-da-da-da-da, that's bunk.
Jim McTavia is a restructuring consultant based in the Detroit suburbs. He says the current problems at the Detroit car companies come because of the severe downturn in the economy, not because of bad management. That hasn't stopped Rick Wagner from apologizing for his company's past mistakes, which include a failure to invest in hybrids and other technologies sooner. That apology might have worked, at least for now. So far, the legislative proposal that would extend loans to GM and Chrysler has no requirement for top executives to step down. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.